afternoon. You've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. I'm Orrin Otter. How may I help you? Hello? Yeah. Well, calm down. Okay, now, let me see if I've got it straight. You're Pegasus, and you're curious about what goes on in a human household at Christmas time? Is that right? So, there happened to be a witch in this house, and she transformed you into a Christmas cookie ornament and hung you on the tree. Is that right? Okay, so what's the problem? Yeah? Hungry children. Okay. Hung you too low? And what happened? I see. Okay, well, here's what you need to do. Step one, hang up the phone. Step two, pick up the phone again and call 911. Okay, thank you. Glad I could be of service. Hey, Sanford? Sanford, would you do me a favor? Next time you go back to the break room, would you check the plate of cookies that's there for sentience? Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. You've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. This is Orrin Otter. How may I help you? Hello, Mr. Calvin. Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so you put on the suit and you turned into Santa Claus? Is that the thing? Yeah, I see. There's a little card in the pocket, wasn't it? What does it say? And previous identity. Okay, it seems that what we have here is a problem of legal magic. Now, I am going to ask you a very simple, well, maybe not so simple legal question, okay? It's a little technical, so try to keep up with me, okay? The question is...
Do you, Leander, formerly known as Scott Calvin, currently known as Santa Claus, and hereafter to be addressed by the address of the party of the first part, whose party, party of the second part, heretofore to be known to and or referred to as party estranged from the party of the first part, do in part to the party's partying definitely and wholeheartedly agree that all proprietary material shall be considered and contemplated as the rightful property of the affiliated, ultimately populated conglomerate of Northern Childlike Consolidated Elves Constructing Toys, for the purpose of play, header exchange, and or breakage in the event of which, buying a small children will be expected and therefore actively pursued by small children with spotty noses, hereafter to be referred to as the party of pity, under which circumstances the party shall be referred to and known as by the official moniker Pity Party, despite all claims to the contrary, and shall be null and void in the state of shock, state of readiness, and the state of affairs in the state, while the opinions expressed in this document shall include only the opinions belonging to the fast talking lawyer shall be known hereafter as a party animal for the purpose of the endorsement of spam as a quality breakfast food, not requiring the spreading of jam and or pouring of milk-like food substance, or which the elf and the lamb shall not be held responsible and relinquish in perpetuity the privilege of making sense and or comprehending any of the ridiculous local advertisements about it.
So, yes or no? Just nod your head. Okay. Now, did that help at all? Yeah. Well, I can't say I'm surprised. Okay, I'm going to have to kick this one upstairs to our legal magic department. Uh-huh. Yeah, legal magic. Well, they're pretty much the same thing. I mean, nobody can truly understand either of them. Okay. Yeah, you have a Merry Christmas. Ho 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 to you too. Bye-bye. Oh. Hey, what'd you find out about those cookies? Not sent yet? Oh, good. What? The three bean salad? Oh, yeah, I know that's sentient. I mean, think about how long it's been in the refrigerator. Thanks. Good afternoon. You've reached the Transformation Furry Help Desk. This is Orrin Otter. How may I help you? Ah, turned into a reindeer. Congratulations. What is it? Yes, reindeer do continue to exist when Christmas is over. No, you're not going to disappear. All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.